That's a good question. I'm not really sure. I mean, it was kind of a stain on America. I think the South Bronx at the time was considered the worst district in the world, in America, I should say. And you know, it was just like burnt down buildings, and it was just like it was a snapshot of when society, when the government drops the ball, basically. There's this famous photograph when President Reagan goes up there in 1980, and he's given a press opportunity up there, and there's this mural that just says decay behind him, and that kind of sums it up for me. It was just like a forgotten place, you know, and New York was kind of forgotten. Nobody really cared about the survival of New York. It was on the edge of bankruptcy. There was no social service. There was no, police department, no fire department. I mean, there was, but, there was cuts in all these fronts. So, I mean, maybe that's why it hasn't been covered. I think it was an embarrassment for most people that remember those times,